Turn in your Bible to John chapter 5, and it reads like this. Sometime later, Jesus went up to Jerusalem for one of the Jewish festivals. Now there is, in Jerusalem, near the Sheep Gate, a pool, which in Aramaic is called Bethesda, and which is surrounded by five covered colonnades. Here, a great number of disabled people used to lie, the blind, the lame, the paralyzed. One who was there had been an invalid for 38 years. When Jesus saw him lying there and learned that he had been in this condition for a long time, he asked him, "Do you want to get well?" "Sir," the invalid replied, "I have no one to help me into the pool when the water is stirred. While I am trying to get in, someone else goes down ahead of me." Then Jesus said to him, "Get up, pick up your mat, and walk." At once the man was cured. He picked up his mat and walked. The day on which this took place was a Sabbath. And so the Jewish leaders said to the man who had been healed, "It is a Sabbath. The law forbids you to carry your mat." But he replied, sorry, I think I made a mistake there. But he replied, "The man who made me well said to me, 'Pick up your mat and walk.'" So they asked him, "Who is this fellow who told you to pick it up and walk?" The man who was healed had no idea who it was, for Jesus had slipped away into the crowd that was there. Later, Jesus found him at the temple and said to him, "See, you're well again. Stop sinning or something worse may happen to you." The man went away and told the Jewish leaders that it was Jesus who had made him well. This is God's word to us this morning. Keep your Bible open, grown-ups, at John chapter 5. Boys and girls, everything else you need will be here at the front. If you want to watch, look this way. That would be great. Sit up straight. Make sure your ears are unblocked and ready to listen. Great. Now this week, as I said earlier, is called Passion for Life Week here. And we want lots of people of whatever age, from lots of different backgrounds, wherever you've come from, to come and see the Lord Jesus, because he loves life and he loves to give life. But I want to start this morning with a little game, okay? I'm going to put a picture up on the screen, and I want you to think, how would I describe that person? Okay, so here's the first one. Does anyone know what job this person does?
Fixing cars.
Fixing cars, okay? A mechanic, we used to call that back in the day, yeah? Now, how would you describe someone, like Josh says, how would you describe a mechanic? What do they do? They fix cars, yeah. A mechanic could be someone, you could say, someone who fixes my car. What about? Really? And how, what does a fireman or woman do?
They put
out fires. Yeah, that would be a great way to describe a fire, I don't know what they call it. Firefighter, yes. Firefighter, well done. Yes, good. What about this?
Ooh.
A dentist? And how would you describe a dentist? What does a dentist fix?
Your teeth.
Yeah, your teeth. Brilliant, Emmanuel. Voice from the back there. Okay, now, if I was to put, here, I'll just put that off, the Lord Jesus up on the board. Now, don't shout out. Just think, how would you describe the Lord Jesus? There's lots of things that we could say, but I want to tell you one from the Bible this morning that we're told about in John chapter 5. Okay? Here's one way that the Bible describes the Lord Jesus. He's the man who made me well. The Lord Jesus is the man who made me well. You guys know I love to do actions, don't you? Yeah, so here's what the Lord Jesus is the man who made me well. Okay, that's the sign for man in the UK, like you've got a big beard. Okay, that's what it is. Okay, so who's the Lord Jesus? The Lord Jesus is the man who made me well. We're getting there. Should we do it again? The Lord Jesus is the man who made me well. That's what we're told in John chapter 5. That's how the man that Jesus helped that day describes the Lord Jesus as the man who made him well. But you might be here sitting and thinking, I'm not sick. I'm all right. I'm fit as a fiddle. I'm full of life. I don't need Jesus to make me well. Or you might have come this morning thinking, I am sick. I've got lots of aches and pains. I'm not feeling great at all. Why has the Lord Jesus not made me better? We'll maybe think about that in a little while. There's something really serious I have to tell you this morning about a sickness. It's a sickness the Bible says that affects every single one of us here. And the Bible calls that sickness sin. Jesus describes this sickness as the worst sickness in the world. And this sickness is so dangerous and so serious because we may end up being punished by God forever because we've all got this problem of sin. But I've got good news this morning, because we may all have this problem of sin, but who's the Lord Jesus? The Lord Jesus is the man who made me well. In our story this morning, Jesus was traveling to Jerusalem and he came to a place called Bethesda. Bethesda, where there was a pool of water. Okay? I didn't put any water in this morning, okay? Otherwise my feet would be very wet. But Jesus came to a place called Bethesda. Now, Bethesda means house of mercy, or maybe even house of help. And at the house of help, there were lots of people there, John says, who were really ill. Verse 3 says, a great number of disabled people used to lie there. The blind, the lame, the paralyzed. There were people there who couldn't see, who couldn't walk, who were really, really sick. People like this guy here, who today would have been in a wheelchair, but then would just have been lying on the ground beside the pool of water. And at the pool of water, at the house of help, people thought that if they could just get in the water, if they would be the first in the water, then they'd get better. And lots of people used to sit there and try and get in to the pool. The man who the Lord Jesus met that day, we're told that he hadn't been able to walk for 38 years. 38 years. He couldn't run, he couldn't play football, he couldn't ride his bike, he probably never went to school. Now, some of you might think that's a great thing, but it wasn't for that man. He was miserable. And if we had been able to go to the pool that day and ask that man who couldn't walk, how are you doing? Do you know what I think he would have said? I think he would have said, I'm not well. I'm not well. He wasn't well. He couldn't walk. He had a big problem. And he was on his own. Here's something really important I've got to tell you this morning. Because just as that man was ill and couldn't walk, and he admitted, you know what, I'm not well. When it comes to sin, the sickness that I've got, the sickness that infects everyone, the first step in getting better is admitting that we've got a problem, that we're not well, that actually all of us have got things in our lives that God would not be pleased with. This may not be a nice question, but I wonder what you think the worst thing that could happen to me would be. I bet my boys would say to be eaten by crocodiles, okay? Or maybe to be sick for 38 years, to have no friends, to be bullied. Well, the worst thing I think the Bible says that can happen to us is to be sick with sin. To face God's punishment on our own sin is the worst thing that could ever happen to us. Do you know when you go to the doctors, often they'll look for symptoms, won't they? They might say, stick out your tongue. If you don't mind, stick out your tongue if you want to. Okay? Stick it. No? No? Yep. One or two. Okay? Something else they might do, they might get a stethoscope, you know, and they listen to your heartbeat. Thank you, Nathan. Sticking his tongue out. Sometimes, you know what they do? They make you do a wee in a little cup. Ugh. And see if you're sick. Other times they might put you into this great big machine that'll scan all your bones and look for things. There's lots of ways that the doctors can try and find out if you're not well. Every single one of us, whether we like it or not, has symptoms that we're sick with sin. We've treated God like he doesn't really matter. We've treated God like he's not even there. We hurt people. We break friendships. We lie. We cheat. We steal. We don't do the things that God says is good. We do lots of things that God says is bad. Every single one of us has these symptoms. A Christian is someone who can admit, I'm not well. I've got a problem. Let's think about this man again for a moment. The man who was lying beside the pool at the house of help. The man was sick. He couldn't walk. He couldn't just get up and jump in the water and be helped and go home. But as he lay beside the pool, something amazing happened. Help came and found him. The Lord Jesus turned up. And the man who was sick began to meet the man who makes us well. Jesus, for some reason, amongst all the sick people who were there that day, stopped at this one man and helped him. Jesus knew all about this man. Listen to the question that the Lord Jesus asked him in verse 6. Do you want to get well? Do you want to get well? It seems like a bit of a silly question, Jesus. A bit like, duh. Of course. Who would say no? Yeah. Who would say no to that? But the man said to Jesus, verse 7, Sir, the invalid replied, I have no one to help me. There is a hopelessness, a helplessness in this man's voice. He's ill. He can't walk. He thinks no one can help him. I'll put that up on my board. That's what he says. I've got no one to help me. Do you know when it comes to my sickness of sin? My mum can't help me with it. My brother can't help me with it. My wife can't help me with it. My friends can't help me with it. There is no one here who can help me with the sickness that I've got in my heart. Like this man that day at the house of help who wasn't well, I can say when it comes to my sickness of sin, I have no one to help me. When someone's not very well, one of my boys likes to send people cards to make them feel a bit better. Yeah. Shh. Well, I'm not going to say who it was. When someone's ill, that's about the best that we can do, right? Send a card or a message or a text or an email. I hope you get better soon. But the Lord Jesus can do something about it. I wonder if you've ever thought about this. I wonder if you thought there's a God who one day you might need to answer for how you've lived your life. I wonder if you thought, I'll be okay. I went to church one morning in March in 2022. Or maybe I went to Sunday school. Or maybe you just think, I'll be okay. I'm not that bad a person. Or maybe you think, I'd rather not think about it. We've got to think. The symptoms are there. We're not well. We're sick with sin. And there's no one who can help us but Jesus. Because the Lord Jesus is the man who makes us well. What a great description of Jesus. And the Lord Jesus says to the man who is at the house of help beside the pool, look what he says to him. Verse 8, the Lord Jesus said, get up, pick up your mat and walk. Now, I don't have that sort of power to help this man, okay? We're not going to do that. But just use your imagination. The man who had been, who couldn't walk for 38 years, one day just stood up and walked away. I bet everyone who was there that day went, I bet they wanted to get to know Jesus pretty quickly. And then Jesus just slipped away into the crowd. And then something really weird happens. We're told that the day that it happened, the day of the week it happened, was the Sabbath, the Jewish special day. A day where the Jewish people remembered that God had made them and God had saved them. Which was great because at the house of help, the Lord Jesus has helped and saved that man. Some of the people who were there asked the man who had been sick, who told you to pick up your mat? And the man said, it was the man who made me well. The man who made me well. Jesus is the man who made him physically better. Now, I don't know if the Lord Jesus will make you physically better, will cure you of all your sicknesses and diseases while you're here on earth. But this I know 100% for sure, that he will definitely deal with your sickness of sin. Real help for the worst sickness in the world is found in the Lord Jesus, and only the Lord Jesus. He came to make us well from our sins. That's the third thing I'm going to put up here on the board. If it sticks. I'll put it here. Jesus makes me well. I'm certain that man told everyone for the rest of his life that Jesus made him well. Doesn't mean that I'll never sin anymore. But it means that as I ask Jesus to forgive me, I will be totally forgiven by God. How do I know? Because the Lord Jesus, not long after this, went to the cross. And the Bible tells us that at the cross, the Lord Jesus died to pay the punishment for my sin sickness and for the sin sickness of all who say, Lord Jesus, I'm not well. I've got no one who helped me, but you're the man who makes me well. And as we do that, he totally forgives us and heals us from our sin sickness and its terrifying effects. Listen to the words of Jesus again this morning. Do you want to get well? Do you want to get well? Just as Jesus healed that man physically, Jesus has come to heal all of us who have this sin sickness spiritually. He's come to make you and me well. And as we cry out to him for his mercy and forgiveness, he will totally forgive us because he died and rose again that we would have eternal life, a relationship with Jesus that begins now and goes on forever. In a moment, I'm going to pray. But I'm hoping this week and over the course of this week ahead, as we put on lots of events at this local church, people will find life in the Lord Jesus. People will find forgiveness in the Lord Jesus. People will think of the Lord Jesus as the man who made me well. Brilliant, Josh. I'm going to pray. If you'd like to bow your head, and perhaps for the first time, you want to ask the Lord Jesus to make you well, why don't you quietly Repeat these little phrases I'm going to say to yourself and ask Jesus to make you well. Our Father in heaven, I admit this morning that I'm sick with sin. I'm not well. I can't help myself. I can't deal with my problem. I trust Jesus is the man who makes me well, who forgives my sin, who died on the cross to deal with my sin sickness, and who rose again. I want Jesus to be the man who's made me well. And I want to follow him now. In Jesus' name, amen.